Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the Pink Slip Taking Back Our Lives Motivational Workshop featuring author Alethea Brown here at blogtalkradio.com. Be prepared to be motivated, inspired to start your journey to reclaim your life and follow your dream. Today's session, we'd like to welcome author Alethea Brown, and she's going to continue from the sessions of transitioning to the interview, and we hope that you will be inspired and motivated today. So without further ado, we'd like to allow author Alethea Brown to continue. So good morning, everyone. Happy Saturday to you. Today, we are going to let your journey begin. We're going to start transitioning to the inner you. Our goal is to strengthen your inner strength, build the most resilient part of yourself up as you begin the process of reclaiming your life and following your dreams. And what we mean by this is, sometimes, as I have learned, the strength and courage we all possess sometimes elude us when our mind is clogged with so many issues, concerns like financial struggles, career struggles, health issues, and even relationship struggles. Sadly, we as women tend to make the ultimate sacrifice of losing sight of what makes us happy when we're pursuing our long life dreams. So today, let us start the path to regain that and rebuild your resilience and confidence to shake off the bad off and build the foundation to move forward toward our self-improvement to accomplish our goals. So I am a strong advocate of motivational affirmations. So phase one of our motivational affirmations, and say these with me. You have to hear it to believe it. Tell yourself daily that you will do the following. You will, one, choose to reinforce your mind positively. You will choose an empowering attitude. You will choose to overcome unwanted obstacles. You will choose to approach change with optimism. You choose to make each day better. You choose to be a magnet of motivations for others. It'd be amazing how making someone else feel better actually in turn makes you feel better. It's a gift that God gives us. So when you give the feeling and showing appreciation to something and helping someone come out of their troubles, it helps to motivate you and reinforce your inner strength as well. So you're going to choose to be thankful for the gracious, glorious gift of choice. Do it every day and live it every day. And this is how we'll begin to transitioning to the inner you and build that inner strength and build your resilience to just overcome all obstacles, to lay a path for your dreams that you want to focus on. So these are the things that we want to do every day. Transitioning to inner you is the only way anyone can move forward through change. So one of the things that we discussed last week, if you didn't have the opportunity to join us, we'll go through this session again. How to transition to the inner you? That is the main question that I've asked myself, and other people tend to ask as well. The only way anyone can move forward, as I continue to say, is through change. You can't get through all of the baggage from the past if you don't make changes. So number one, when I said change your thought process, changing your thought process can be a simple step. You need to decide what you want to do, what you can do, and continue to motivate yourself to do it. Number two, when I say change your approach, changing your approach to your goals, if at first you don't succeed, determine your A, B, and C. I tell my daughter this all the time, and I tell people that I've worked with and people that I've managed when I work, is there is an A, B, C to everything. If something doesn't work right the first time, then go to plan B. There is an A, B, C of everything, and each time you change your plan, you find a way not to make the same mistakes. So determine your A, B, and C. Look back at what you've tried to accomplish and look to see what those stumbling steps were, and then determine the A, B, and C of how to get past those stumbling blocks as you had previously. So that's what I mean when we're going to change our approach. There is an ABC of everything. If your previous attempts were unsuccessful at a similar goal, readjust your approach to accomplishing that goal. It's simple. It's ABC. Third, I say change your tactics. Your tactics and your approach are very two different things. So change your tactics. Embracing a new way of doing and thinking can make the difference between success and failure. Setting your goals and writing them down. Make your checklist of how you will approach the change you want to make in your life. And my guest last week, I asked our listeners to make a list of how the things that you want to change in your life and how you will approach them. So it was a transitioning checklist that I asked everyone to do, and I wanted everyone to create a list of the things that you want to change in your life, be it your career or relationships, or setting those goals to accomplish them. It can be health. It can be physical, your physical being, inner and outer. So write those lists. It can be a combination of all three. It can be your career, it can be your health, and it can be your relationships, your personal relationships, your professional relationships. So you want to take the time to really take, to sit back, step away from your day, from the world, and just totally focus on yourself and just really think, what do I want to do? It's your things to do list on your transitioning checklist. So if it's your health, do you want to lose weight? Okay, that's the biggest issue that we as women have. Yes, you want to lose weight, and then you run out and you join a gym, and then in 2 weeks you didn't lose any weight, and you spent $50 for nothing. If we really want to lose weight, we really have to make it a mental choice before we actually get results physically. It's like you have to do it gradually. Just sometimes when we jump into these diets, we're expecting so much, and it's not. Losing weight is just like changing a career. It's a lifestyle change. It's not enough to say, oh, I want to do it, and I'm going to go do this program for 2 weeks so I can lose 10 pounds. You really want to change your eating habits because you want to be healthy. You don't want to just focus on losing the weight. So you want to be healthy. You want to start making healthy choices. You want to change your food. I am a firm advocate in Weight Watchers. It is a great program, but you have to change the way that you eat to succeed from it. And then once you continue to do that, then you'll find that the weight will come off itself, and you're not stressing about it. The easiest thing to do when you're in starting any of the workout activity is start casually. You know, my doctors always tell me a half an hour a day walk will make a difference in your life, and it can, it will. It gives you that time to be free, just to think about yourself, take a walk around the neighborhood for a half an hour, and you'll find out how relaxing that alone can be. If you have teenagers, if you have kids, if you have a Wii game, Zumba is great. It's fun. You can do it with your kids. It's a great workout, and you don't even realize you work out until after you've done four or five of those dance things with them. And that can be fun, too. So there are a lot of different ways that you can work up and build up to any of the health or weight changes that you want to make in your life. But again, let's make a plan. Let's jot a checklist and say I'm going to do this month. And then the next month I'm going to incorporate this in my life. And then the next month I'm going to incorporate this in my life. So it becomes a constant change, but it's not your main focus. So you can work on losing your weight the same time that you're working to build your career. So you just have to make time for yourself. So we want to make those transitioning checklists so that we can do that. So, and again, if it's career related, then, you know, if you want to advance in your company, maybe you want to do some online classes. I know some of the major corporations, the corporations I've worked for, they have their own, same like their own online university for their employees. And you can actually take free classes and get certificates for them. One of the companies that I work for, I was a senior project manager, and, of course, you have to get the PMP certification in project management. And they gave those classes to us free, but each of those classes they gave us actually counted as a college credit if I wanted to take it to a school in advance on it. So definitely look into whether or not the company you're working for offers those free classes, and you can work in advance in your career in that respect. If they don't, look into your local community college. A lot of times they have online classes now for adult continuing education. So you might want to look into that. Or sometimes they have classes that are only on Saturdays. So if you really want to advance your career, look at and try to remember the things that you want to do and see how you want to build your skill set to not only grow within your role, or to grow within the company, or to grow your annual income. So you want to go ahead and set a checklist on that, either starting online classes, focus on internal promotions, like if you know there's opportunities in your department, then figure out what is it going to take for you to prove to your upper management that you have what it takes to fill that role. And so then you want to demonstrate that and start making that a part of your daily, weekly routine, showing people the additional skill sets that you have and not allow yourself to settle just on the skill sets they've been using. The best role that you can have in life is one doing what you love. When you love what you do it the best. You're the best at it, and it will show not only for the people that you work with, but the people you work for. So you definitely want to do that. If you want to stay with the company, do internal promotions. If you want to start your own business, then lay the foundation for that. You know, find one of those little local workshops they have for entrepreneurs and figure out what it would take to do that. What type of business do you want to run? Is it something you know you would love doing for the rest of your life? So these are all the different things that you should be looking in to do your transitioning checklist for whatever changes you want to make in your life. For me, like I said, there's goals. When we set goals, there is no telling what we can do when you get inspired by them. There's no telling what you can do when you believe in them. You have to believe in yourself and what you're capable of accomplishing in order to accomplish anything. There's no telling what will happen when you act upon your goals. So don't allow yourself to be talked out of your goals. Don't let pessimism keep you from succeeding in life for the things that you want, you aspire, that you dream and want to live. So don't allow yourself to get too discouraged, as nothing happens overnight for people. So you really have to be willing to put in the work for it. And don't allow yourself to be discouraged by other people. Sometimes people unwittingly can discourage you or try to discourage you because they can't see themselves doing it, then they can't see someone else doing it. So don't allow that to come into your life each day. What I always like, and I'm big on affirmations, I love different type of motivational quotes. So for me, if you have goals, what you get by achieving your goals is not as important as what you become by achieving your goals. And that's how you begin to live the best life. So you're living your dream, and that's where it comes from. So you got to remind yourself, what you get by achieving your goals is not as important as what you become by achieving your goals. And that's when you're transitioning to the inner you. So these are the things that we want to focus on. So, again, I encourage you all to follow up on your checklist, write your list, develop your plans, come up with your A, B, and C. And next week I look forward to the opportunity to some of you actually telling us, sharing with us, what was on your checklist and any questions that you have. We really want to be interactive with you. We really want to follow you on your journey as you're transitioning. So as you're taking back your life and overcoming any of these obstacles, building your resilience to live your best life, we want you to be inspired and live your dreams. So we hope that we are motivating you and inspiring you to do so, and we look forward to you attending another workshop and sharing your transitioning checklist with us. We definitely look forward to having you return each week and sharing the progress that you're making in your lives, That is exactly what we're here for every day. So we're going to start doing repeat episodes during the week. If you want to listen to them during your lunch break, you can feel free to go to our website and you can sign up to receive links to the recordings for your lunch break. If you also want to sign up to receive motivational quotes, we will be sending out empowerment quotes of the day. So if you would like to be on our list to receive empowerment quotes for the day, go to our website, www.mahoganyproductions.com. And Mahogany is spelled M-A-H-O-G-A-N-Y, Productions, that's with an S, .com. And sign up for our newsletters, sign up for our empowerment quotes, or just go around the website, see all of the different things we have. I am author Alethea Brown, and my book, Pink Slip, Diary of a Black Author, which has inspired these workshops that I'm doing, will be available in July. And so if you want to read more in there, we'll also have transcripts from these talk shows. And they'll be available for your viewing pleasure as well. If you want to jot some down, or if the show went too fast, or you just prefer to read instead of listening to recordings, those opportunities will be available for you as well. So, again, thank you for sharing your Saturday morning with us. Live your dreams. Be inspired. Transition to the inner you. Start your transition checklist. And we would definitely look forward to the opportunity of you returning next week and sharing some of those items on your list with all of us. You may inspire another person that's on the call by the choices that you've chosen to start implementing in your life. It may help someone else start making their checklist and start implementing them in your life. So have a great Saturday, and thank you so much for joining us today. We greatly appreciate it.